Do you wish your social media game was so good that as soon as someone finds your Instagram, they convert in 7 days? I'm going to be breaking down my 7-day sales cycle, the steps to develop it, implement it, and actually get results. I am so excited for this. Let's dive into the intro.
Welcome back to season 3 of Ambitious and Caffeinated. This entire season is dedicated to helping you unlock the next version of you, the next version in motherhood, business, and life. We cover all the things here. I'll be showing you my magnetic marketing strategy that allows you to become wildly in demand through building an aligned audience. I also want to cover how you can be a present mom and build the life of your dreams while also being a profitable CEO. They can coexist. I'm going to be teaching you how to outsource, make investments, and talk about structure, strategy, and support to help you up-level into that next version of yourself in motherhood, business, and life. I am so grateful that you're listening. I should probably introduce myself. My name is Adrienne. I'm the host here. I'm a stay-at-home mom to 4 kiddos. I live in beautiful Alberta, Canada, and I have a gorgeous golden retriever named Gracie. My purpose here on the podcast and over on my Instagram at Ambitious and Caffeinated and on my blog at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com is to help multi-passionate women build profitable online businesses without hustling. I went from struggling side hustle freelancer to multiple six-figure CEO in less than a year, and I can't wait to show you the behind the scenes of how I made that happen. Let's dive into the episode.
This is going to be one of those really quick coffee chat podcast episodes that goes by really quick, but allows you to have enough information to actually begin implementing it. So first things first is you need a no-brainer offer that when your clients, or I should say ideal clients, see, they cannot help but immediately enroll. And so I think what's a really beautiful option is to build your recurring income, your monthly recurring income, is to have like an academy, to maybe have a one-off course that's like $50 that's like, okay, you know what, let me see what this girl's all about. It's even better if you have like a $7 or an $11 offer, because with sales psychology, they're like, oh, freaking no-brainer. And it gets them into your financial funnel and really understand who you are and how you're able to serve them. That being said, if you have high quality content already created, like for example, if you have multiple course bundles, what I think is an incredible option is bundling a couple of your favorite or even all of them together and offering them at this no-brainer discounted price. You can create a no-brainer payment plan, whether it's monthly or bi-weekly, whatever it may be, and you want them to know that there's nothing like this. There's nothing else out there like this, because you've taken your own unique techniques and put them into this mini course, put them into this bundle, put them into this program, put them into this academy. You also want to be hyper, extremely clear with the transformation that they're going to be getting out of this program and out of this bundle, academy, etc., whatever the heck it is. So that's number one. You have your offer ready to go and extremely accessible. It is even better if this is something that is self-paced and something that is immediately at their fingertips. They don't need to message you for more information. They don't need to read 800 different things and sign out contracts, etc. It is simply sign and go. Number two, you need to have your social media optimized. This is beyond important. I talk about this in Become a Passive Course Queen, how to optimize your social media. Actually, I teach this in How to Become an Unstoppable and Profitable CEO, how to organically attract and convert high quality leads. And I think again in 30K followers in 60 days. But nonetheless, like in my product suite, you will hear me talk about this a lot. You want to make sure that your title tells your audience who you are and your bio tells them exactly how you're serving them. So freaking important. Then all of your social media, it needs to be doing a couple things. Number one, providing solution awareness. We've defined in previous videos that a solution in the marketing world is going to be a way to maximize their energy, time, or money, or provide a positive emotion. And we've defined in previous episodes that a problem is something that inhibits them from maximizing. So it prevents them from maximizing their time, energy, and money. And maybe it's something that even depletes them. And it could be something that also presents a negative emotion. We've also talked that there's no such thing as negative emotions, but I'm sure you guys can immediately think of the ones that don't make you feel good. examples, anger, hatred, disrespect, grief, frustration even, those would be considered like these negative emotions that we're referring to. So your content needs to provide solution awareness. How can they get to this destination? How is it possible for them? Paint them this beautiful picture. Problem awareness is, this is your problem, and I'm going to connect the dots on how to provide a solution. So three ways to get more clients on social media. Three ways to sell out your private one-on-one coaching. Five ways to eliminate overwhelm in your motherhood journey. These are all painting the picture of where you can end up and the problems that they're solving. And then, of course, in your content, make sure that people are actually able to get freaking solutions. Make sure that people are actually able to get these beautiful results, and that in your content, they're able to get this micro transformation, walk away feeling inspired, and or feel more connected to you. So, of course, I think building a personal brand is so important. So not every single piece of content I put out there is going to be doing that. But I will share about my golden retriever, Gracie. Do you know how many other golden retriever moms message me? And they're like, oh my God, our babies need to get together. Or even more importantly, she becomes this like character on my social media that people love. I talk about openly about my motherhood journey and my homeschooling journey and natural health journey. And it naturally pulls those people in who are like, oh my gosh, I resonate so deeply with you. And especially having four kids under five, I really do think it helps build my credibility of prioritizing your children and running an extremely profitable business from home. For almost a solid year, my business had to financially provide for my family for an entire year. And if I didn't have my business, and if I wasn't able to prioritize my kids because I didn't have access to childcare, I have no idea what I would have done. No freaking idea. So I'm going to share my personal life, and I'm going to share those different components, because although me sharing about these types of things, you might not necessarily immediately learn from something, but you know dang well, if you came into my space and took courses from me, programs from me, or my one-on-one, or even joined the mastermind, you would inevitably know, okay, she's done this in hard times and it was not perfect for her, but she was able to get these results and she's able to refine it for me so it is easier for me so I can avoid the trial and error. I hope this is making sense. So number one, you need to have an offer suite that is available at their freaking fingertips now. A couple different options is to have that low ticket option, like a $7, $27, $57 offer, something that's no brainer and almost like an impulse buy, not because you want them to just buy something for you for the sake of buying, but you know, like if you actually provide value and over deliver on your courses or programs and they feel safe with that smaller investment, they will be comfortable for that next level. And if you're offering something like an academy or some sort of bundle with a payment plan, keeping the payment plan under $200 a month definitely warms them up. Like, you know what? Yes, I can afford a $50 biweekly payment plan for 6 months to have this content. Absolutely. And what that also does is builds your monthly recurring revenue. So even though it's only $50 biweekly, if 100 people come in and start paying, 100 people biweekly are doing that option, and it's a no-brainer for them, that's a no-brainer for reoccurring income for you. And you can plan out your income for months, and you don't even have to touch anything because it's already automated. You've done the work, you're systemizing it, it's all automated, and they're getting that incredible value. So I think that these lower options, they're so overlooked, because I know a lot of people in this industry are like, let's just make money now. Like, I just want to make $10,000 right today, which you absolutely can, 100%, absolutely. But let's also look at the power of creating a paid lead magnet. This is essentially what it's doing. If you have high ticket offers, I want you to brainstorm. How can you build the bridge from your social media and to your high ticket? That bridge is going to be some sort of academy, bundle of courses, or a powerful course that actually gets them results, leading them to the next step in your financial funnel. Maybe the next step in your financial funnel after that low ticket offer is going to be a live group program. Maybe it's an upgrade. Maybe you're in an academy and there's an upgrade to a tier two that includes like group calls or one-on-one or a VIP option. And maybe the next step in your financial funnel just simply is like a mastermind or a one-on-one. Maybe you don't have any other options. If you don't have any other options, I would highly recommend just looking at what would fit well within your business. But nonetheless, building the bridge from your free social media platform to your high ticket one-on-one, that bridge very well could be some sort of low ticket course. And let's define low ticket from anything from $7 all the way to $300. We can use that range. Maybe even we'll stretch a little bit and say $400 or $500 if there's a payment plan included. So I want you to start bridging that gap and close that gap so that you can be serving the masses, building up your lead potential for maybe the next grand opening of your mastermind. Maybe the doors in your one-on-ones open soon. Maybe the doors in a group program open soon. And if you had, let's just hypothetically say that you had 1,000 people come in with a $7 offer, well, you have 1,000 people now who are ready for that next level and ready. They're waiting for more from you. They're just waiting for you to drop it, right? So it's warming up your audience, and it's a beautiful way to ensure that you have a high quality email list too. I was going over everything we covered and I totally went on a tangent. But number one is that offer suite. Number two is optimize your social media. And number three is posting that high quality content. Kind of touched over this already. And number four would be actually freaking talking directly to your ideal clients. Now, if you have a social media with over 50,000 people, you might get away with not maybe talking to every single direct follower. But if you're new in business, like let's just say under a year, you're going to be wanting to talk face to face. I say that in quotations. It's actually in the DMs with as many people as you can. Don't be afraid to do voice memos. If you have kids like me, don't worry so much about if they are loud, if they're going to hear your kids in the background. I also have a dog. Sometimes my dog barks in the background. Sometimes she's huffing and puffing in the background. I'm also on the go a lot. If we're going for a walk, sometimes I use the opportunity when they're just like playing around and it's a safe environment. I'll take the opportunity to do 10 or 15 minutes of just voice memos. You want to be talking directly to your audience in the DMs. Make them feel welcome in your inbox. Make them feel welcome in your presence and prioritize making sure that they know you are a mentor they can in fact come to. If I would add a fifth component to this, it would be focusing on your Instagram stories. I would even go as far to say as if you wanted to do any content strategy that worked really well for you is, I'm going to say it, and so many people in the industry might not agree, but that's fine. I don't even prioritize my grid posts because my Instagram stories make me an incredible amount of income. I talk and provide multiple different trainings on social media and in my line of work. I share personal parts of my life so that they actually are getting to know me and my family in the things that I love to do. And I'm not afraid to show up and make sure that they know a little bit more about me, right? Like I talk about how I love crocheting, how I go to church, and that's a new thing for me. And I talk about the behind the scenes of being a CEO. I let them have an opportunity to choose what type of podcast episodes, what kind of course material they want to see next. They get exclusive because Instagram stories is a 24-hour thing, right? Sometimes I do exclusive flash sales just for that one day only. And it's a way for that my audience to engage with me, connect with me, and I build my personal brand. And those trainings that I do, I save them to my highlights. So my entire social media is rinse and repeat, getting optimized. And it's also building a very loyal following. They no-brainer want to see what I'm doing next. They feel like they're following my life. It's almost like mini vlogging. So it's something, if I were to go as far as like have a 7-day sales cycle, I'd also say maximize your social platform by utilizing your stories. Like it's a no-brainer. People want to see what you're doing. They want to see the behind the scenes. They want to get to know you. Provide that for them, right? Of course, please have boundaries with your life. I don't really show my kids that often anymore. But I show pieces and snippets of our life, and people are so grateful to see those pieces of us, right? So yeah, this did not happen overnight. I needed to master my offer suite, of course, number one. Number two is my social media had to be optimized. And number three, I needed to be consistent. The first 30 days of growing my Instagram from scratch were the hardest. But after that, with that consistency, things really got easy and started to snowball. And ever since then, as long as I'm active on my Instagram, I typically don't go more than a couple days without making a sale, like a new sale. I am the queen of talking about how to get paid every single day. But when I'm in terms of new sales, new people come into my audience all the time, even though I have an intimate following. And as soon as they see me, they know that they want to work with me in some capacity and they just don't know how. And by providing an easy no-brainer option for them, they can't help but want to work with me, right? And they get results from those small programs, they get results from the bundles, and they want more, right? They want more. And I think that you need to replicate that in your business. Have an offer ready to go, automated and systemized. Number two, optimize things. maybe make a podcast. Maybe this is your sign to have a podcast so that everything around you is just so juicy that they can't help but want more from you. I feel like I'm a little bit repeating myself, so I am going to pop off. I love providing these little coffee chats because it allows me to provide more insight, get my laundry done, and also drink coffee uninterrupted from the kiddos while they're with the babysitter. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast and listening all the way through. If you want to help me reach my goal of hitting 1 million podcast downloads by summer, I would love if you would take the time to take a screenshot of this episode, put it onto your Instagram stories, and tag me at Ambitious and Caffeinated. I give 3 Starbucks gift cards away at the end of every month to thank you for helping me get here. Maybe send it to a couple of friends while you're at it. Head over to my website at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com to go take a sneak peek at any resources, programs, or courses that may be available to you. See you in the next episode. Thank you.